Painted Hoy by Steve Gibbs. In old Tiroa, in the days before Europeans arrived, there were thousands of waka. They were the main form of transport. If you'd been here then, you would have seen waka all around our coastline and on our rivers and lakes. Hoi waka were the paddles that Māori used to move these waka through the water. Hoi waka were highly valued. Waka. There were several kinds of waka. Waka hodua were large seagoing waka that could cross the Pacific Ocean. Waka tete were used for fishing and to carry goods and people. Waka tiwai were very common waka used for everyday travel. They carried just a few people. Waka towa could hold up to 200 people. They were used to carry war parties and to transport large groups of people to ceremonies, such as tangihanga. Waka towa were also symbols of mana. They showed the power and importance of an iwi. Why were hoi waka valued? Hoi waka were valued for a number of reasons. They were important in all areas of life. Hoi waka were used to paddle waka, and waka had many different uses. They were used for collecting and transporting food such as fish and kumara. They were also used to bring large numbers of people to important gatherings or to carry warriors to battle. They were extremely well designed. Māori could use the hoi to make their waka travel at great speed. Because of their weight and shape, hoi waka could also be used as weapons. They were works of art. Most hoi waka were beautifully carved and painted. Many of the designs represented things from the natural environment. Some showed clouds, winds, and currents, all of which were important when travelling across the oceans. Other hoi waka showed plants and animals that were kaitiaki or sources of food. They had spiritual importance. The whakairo, carving, and waituhi, painting, on hoi waka also included elements of whakapapa. This gave the hoi spiritual meaning. The painted designs on these hoi waka are the oldest examples of what we now call kōwhaiwhai, the painted patterns that you see in most wharenui and Māori churches. These patterns are a visual way of keeping culture and traditions alive. Exchanging hoi waka. At 3 p.m. on the 12th of October, 1769, the first peaceful meeting between Māori and Europeans took place. The English explorer, Captain James Cook, arrived at Whareongaonga, a settlement near Turanganui a Kiwa, Gisborne, on his ship, the Endeavour. Tupaia, a navigator and artist from Tahiti, was on board. Tupaia was able to talk with local iwi as his own language was similar to Te Reo Māori. About 50 Māori came on to the Endeavour. They exchanged items for tapa cloth, glass beads, potatoes and seeds. Among the items exchanged were many painted hoi waka. Only about 20 of those hoi waka survive. They are possibly even more important now than they were in 1769. Their design and the way they are carved and painted tell us a lot about the people who made them. The Hoiwaka are amazing examples of technology and art. It's easy to see they were made by people with skilled hands and clever minds. There are just two of the Hoiwaka in Aotearoa. The rest are in museums and private collections around the world. Perhaps one day soon, they will return home. Then the descendants of the people who made the Hoiwaka will be able to see the beauty of these taonga for themselves. Glossary. Hoiwaka. Pedals. Kaitiaki. Guardians. Kōwhaiwhai. Painted patterns inside wharenui and churches. Mana. Prestige, status, authority, power. Tangihanga. Funerals. Taonga. Treasures. Waka. Canoes. Whakapapa. Information on how ancestors are connected. Wharenui. Meeting houses.